ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Liberation from the illusory energy. 29.
Eva Krishna Samadheshu Madheshu Chasavinam Parichayam Chabayatra Mahasudhi Susadhasu
Eva. Krishna Atmanadeshu. For those who think Lord Krishna as the Lord of your soul. Manusheshu. Humans. Cha. And. Sauridam. Friendship. Parikayam. Service. Cha. And. Ubayatra. Rendered to both. Moving and non-moving creatures. All the Lord and His devotees. Mahasu, especially. To the pure devotees of the Lord. Nishu, to human beings. Sadhusu, those who are fixed in saintly behavior. Translation. One who desires ultimate self-interest should come with friendship with those persons who have accepted Krishna as the Lord of all of their life. One who further develop an attitude of service towards all living beings. One should especially try to help those in the human form of life, and among them, especially those who accept the principles of religious behavior. Among religious persons, one should especially render service to the pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the highest duty for devotees of the Supreme Lord is to establish friendship with those who have completely surrendered to Krishna and who have thus achieved Saranagati, shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. One should render service to both the Lord and his devotees, since the Lord is more pleased by sincere service rendered to his pure devotees. One should not only officially offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his devotees and his worshipful paraphernalia, but should actually render service to the representatives of the Lord, who are known as Mahabhagavatas. Eva Krishna Nateshu Nanusheshu Sasavina Parikayam Chabayatra Mahasu Nisu Sadhusu. One who desires ultimate self-interest should partner with friendship with those persons who have accepted Krishna as the Lord of their life. One should further develop an attitude of service towards all human beings. One should especially try to help those in the human form of life, and among them, especially those who accept the principles of religious behavior. Among religious persons, one should especially render service to the pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Bhagavati Mandasya Ganajana Salakaya Chakshome Tamiya Tasvani Shikavirakara Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vasendare Srimati Bhakti Vinanta Swami Niti Nami Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nivise Sarasati Yavati Vasa Chani Shikarani. In this series of verses, 10 verses, you really sit down well with the modern day independent minded people. 10 verses, Srila Prabhupada is saying, you should do this, you must do this, you should do this, you should do this, you should do that. You really sit well with all these independent minded people. Why should I? You should be free thinkers. Now he's explaining why you should. do all the things that he said you should do and must do. Because he said he wants really desire the ultimate self-interest. And that's the point. Basically, people are keen on their own self-interest. Basically, people are selfish. But what they do not realize is that they do not know what is their self-interest. And because they do not know what is their self-interest, in their pursuit of fulfilling the self-interest, they are actually harming it. If one does not know what he's doing, he ends up harming himself. Ignorance is not a very wonderful thing. Ignorance causes pain. People do so many things thinking they get one result and they end up getting another result. It's like the other day, I was reading the news in Malaysia. There were two brothers. They thought petrol price was going up. Of course it went down a bit now. They thought you save money. So they converted an MPG tank to an LPG tank. And the tank blew up. They put it in the car and blew up. And one of them died. And the other one was badly burned. They thought it was self-interest, they would save the money. But because they did it with ignorance, out of ignorance, without proper knowledge, they end up paying a bigger price. So, and that's what we tell people. Right? Especially when we go out, we preach to people, we issue books. We don't have to explain very much about the philosophy or anything. The book description is not the time to give power to class on the street. You try to explain the Hoshima Bhagavatam in 18 minutes, or 1.8 minutes. Even Sukadeva Goswami took 7 days, and we try to do it in 7 seconds or 7 minutes, whole Bhagavatam. Basically, just trying to impress upon people that they are actually interested in the self-interest. And these books will give them the knowledge to actually pursue their self-interest. And this is what these books, what this knowledge is about. So our real ultimate self-interest is to cultivate friendship with persons who have accepted Krishna as the Lord of their life. They accept friendship with devotees who have accepted Krishna as the goal of life. Because Krishna is the goal of life. Vasudeva Parampati. Vasudeva is the goal of life. In fact, Vasudeva is everything. Vasudeva Paramjnana. Vasudeva Param Yoga. There's two verses in the Bhagavatam that describe all yoga is meant to realize Krishna. And knowledge, developing knowledge is to know Krishna. All sacrifices is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. All austerity is meant to is performed for pleasing. And he is the goal of life. And his supreme destination. So it's very important to understand before when you begin to act. Very often people act before thinking. They just act without thinking. And then make a lot of mistakes. And they harm themselves. And worst of all, often they harm others. Sometimes it's necessary to think and contemplate. Even for devotees, we may be practicing Krishna consciousness, but occasionally it is essential to stop and think. Used to be a song, we distributed a lot of those records in the old days, the change of heart. And one of the songs was stop and think. People are rushing and rushing and rushing. There's some important mission to perform in life. There's so many important things to do, and they rush to do all these things. But they do not stop and think whether those activities is actually to their self-interest. Whether these activities bring them the result that they want. And normally they don't. But because they don't stop and think, they never cross the line and I'm not getting the result that I want. Maybe I'm achieving the things that I want, but I'm not achieving my self-interest, even though I achieve all these things. So even a devotee sometimes is necessary thing. That's why Krishna consciousness is, we have to learn to contemplate some things. Occasionally. You ever wonder why the lion is king of the forest? Have you ever seen a lion walk? He's very regal, very, he walks with complete confidence. And when he walks on step, and he always looks back. And he walks forward, and he looks back. And he walks forward. So people who are successful in achieving what they want, they can always contemplate. Occasionally they stop and contemplate. Okay, look back. What have I done in my life? What are the things that I have done? And whether the things I have done, does it help me to achieve the goals I want? Alright, I'm on the right path, and I continue. And you look back, now I'm on the right path, I continue. And occasionally you thought, wait a minute, how did I end up here? Oh, somewhere in backpack. I make a wrong turn. I deviated just from 0.118% anger. And before you know it, imagine if you don't look back and think, 5 years, 10 years down the road, you're way off the path. But if occasionally you look and always adjust the path that you're taking. And making sure that our self-interests are being taken care of. So here, in this verse explained, self-interest will be so come with friendship with devotees. And once you further develop this attitude to service to all human beings, especially human beings, and especially people who are inclined towards spiritual life. And in this way, one accepts the principles of religious behavior and renders service to the Mahabhava. One is stated here, one should not only one should not just offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or one should not just offer respect to the pure devotees or worship the paraphernalia of the Lord, but actually one should render active service to the representatives of the Lord. Rendering of active service is very, very powerful. Serving Mahat Sevan Dwaram Ahu Mukte Amor Dwaram Yoshita Sanghi Sangha. By serving Mahat, the Mahatmas, the door of liberation is wide open. On the other hand, by serving our senses and mind, and serving those who are attached to senses and mind, the door of hell is wide open. So, Vaishnava Seva is a very, very important principle in Krishna consciousness. And even the association, this very momentary association with such admired and powerful devotees, give unlimited benefit. We often hear the quotation of this verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Lava Shashipai, Lava Mantra Sadhu Sangha, Sava Shidihani. Even just by a moment of association with the pure devotee, what can achieve more perfection? I'll give you an example. Very, very inspiring story. See, I've been, the last few days I've been listening to lecture from Sutta Kirti Prabhu, and he was just talking about his service to Sri Prabhupada. So he was describing one time they were on a plane. And usually when they were on a plane, Prabhupada liked to sit by the window. And then he would sit next, as a servant, he would sit next to Prabhupada. And then on the other side would be the secretary. And his name was Paramahamsa Swami. So they got on the plane, took the seat, and 10 minutes after took off, after the plane took off, Prabhupada decided to say, prasadam. He wants to take prasadam. And some other days I prepare some chips, or some chips with peanuts and spices. Prabhupada liked that. Session was challenging. Very nice. What do you call this? It's chips, it's peanuts, sometimes with peas, with spices. Huh? So he was serving Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada finished, then the servant did Maha. Yeah, so Sutta Gita had this faith of Maha from Prabhupada. And the stewardess came along and stopped by the other seat and said, "Oh, what is this you're eating?" He just took. She just grabbed one and was popping into her mouth. And Paramahansa was completely freaked out. And I was leaving over Paramahansa or something. The stewardess just popped in his mouth. I mean, this is very unusual. Very unprofessional, right? For a stewardess to just grab from the one of the passengers, just grab something and pop in the mouth. Right? So she popped in the mouth and said, "Oh, this is very nice. What is it? So nice." She really appreciated that. But I was so stunned. Paramahansa was completely freaked out. Sutta Gita was completely stunned. They don't know how to react. And then she said, "Oh, why are you eating that?" So he explained, "Oh, we are vegetarian." Anyway. And Prabhupada was just sitting there real calm. And they said, "Yeah, we are vegetarian. We only eat what we cook ourselves." And she said, "Oh, okay. Would you like something? Can I get you something?" And so the kid asked Prabhupada, "Would you like something? Hot milk." Hot milk on the plane. The hot milk, okay. "So is there anything else you want? Can I give you some fruits?" He said, "Actually, I can give you one thing from the first class. I can go into first class and get you." "Sorry, some fruits." So she went, and very shortly after he came back with hot milk and a platter of fruits, all nicely cut, and offered the Prabhupada. And what is the chances of someone flying on a plane every day, meeting hundreds of people on the passenger, meeting a pure devotee of the Lord? And not only that, getting some prasada from his plate. It's not common. And the way it happened was just, it's just very, not very normal for such a thing to happen. Normally you're offered. You think, you don't just grab it from someone's plate that you don't even know. And not that someone you don't know is a passenger. A passenger is supposed to serve. If the supervisor finds it, she can get a cent on him or can penalize. So anyway, as Sri Ramakrishna Prabhu was telling, everywhere he goes, he likes to tell these stories and devotees want to hear from him. So he gets to repeat these stories many times all over. So one day he came to him, he was telling these stories, and at the end of the class, what devotee raised his hand? Said, "Prabhuji, thank you very much for your class and all these things. Actually, I'm from South America. I have a very interesting story to tell." So we used to travel all over the country. I'm a Polish country, Mexico, I think, or somewhere. They do book distribution on buses. They go to town, village, they do harinam, they do kirtan programs everywhere. They said, "One time, we came to this small village. And I was not going door to door distributing books. And I knocked on this one door. And then a lady opened the door. Said, 'Oh, please come in. And when he came in, he saw there was an altar. And the lady explained, she was a stewardess on that plane. Just after taking prasad once from Prabhupada and offering his service, offering hot milk and some cut fruits. She was so blessed. She became a devotee, became a vegetarian, started chanting around the books in her house. She became a devotee." Rava Matra, Sava Sana, Sava Shishya. Just a moment of hesitation. This is the power of the pure devotee of the Lord. Serving Krishna, Krishna is pleased when we serve Him. But when we serve pure devotees, His representative, He becomes more pleased. Aradhanam Savisam Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Is that the next good line? Krishna, Vishnu is the supreme worship. But worshipping Krishna, Vishnu is the supreme, but higher than that is the worshipping of Thaniya. Those that are associated with Krishna are higher. But of course, the neophyte, they do not understand that. The neophyte, they worship only Krishna and no one else. Or they may also worship the Guru and no one else. But the devotee actually understands that. But that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he teach that I'm not a sannyasi, I'm not a grihastha, I'm not a vanaprastha, brahmacharya, I'm not a brahmana, kshatriya, vaisya, shudra. What am I? Gopi bhaktu kamalayo dasa dasa dasa. I'm simply the servant of the servant, our servant of the servant, of the gopis. 100 times removed. It is not just pure humility, but it is born out of great realization. Someone who is very nicely serving the devotee, he has great realization. He fully understands what his ultimate self-interest is. So therefore, he's only keen. Sometimes you see different devotees. Sometimes when the spiritual master come along, there are devotees who just like to take advantage of photo opportunity. In fact, our sannyasi and guru probably get more photos taken than the celebrities. Everywhere they go, the photos are taken. And then I could be always next to him. Then you walk around, people thinking, wow, this devotee must be very advanced, you know. He's always with Guru Maharaj or Guru Dev or whatever. His photo is everywhere. And then there are others, you never see them. Because they're always doing service. And one very good example of this was the Jayananda. Jayananda Prabhu is famous for building the Ratha Yatra. He was the first one to build the Ratha Yatra car. And he passed away some years ago. Actually, he passed away during Prabhupada's time. But now, whenever there's Ratha Yatra, there's always a picture of Jayananda on the Ratha. His name is synonymous with Ratha Yatra. So one time, Prabhupada came to San Francisco, Los Angeles, somewhere. The Prabhupada said, came, gave his class, went to his room. They were asking, where is Jayananda? Jayananda was not to be seen because he was busy in the kitchen cooking for all the devotees. Prabhupada came to his room, after Jayananda, he was not there. He got up straight away, went to the kitchen to see him. And went to talk to him. The first Sri Bhakti Siddhanta also said, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God wants to see you. So, because of his such sincere service, the spiritual master recognized his service. Prabhupada recognized his service. And went to see him. He didn't come to see Prabhupada, Prabhupada went to see him. So he understood that my life meant for service to the spiritual master. So what does it mean? Service. Of course there's service kind of service, service the Vahu, the service to money. Physical service, when he's present, one can serve him by cooking, cleaning the room, doing some driving here, driving there. So many personal service one can perform. But then this personal service is not available to everyone. I mean, if you have 100 disciples, you don't need 100 disciples to do personal service. You only need one or two persons to cook. You only need one or two assistants. And that's about it. Although Prabhupada has his entourage, he has a personal servant who cooks for him and do massage, he has a secretary, and he has a Sanskrit editor, he was doing translation work. That's about it. So one day we may not get the opportunity to do vāpu seva. But vāni seva is always there, the instruction. In order to be vāni seva, one has to be very attentive to hear. Try to hear the instructions given personally or instructions given through the classes. When one follows the instruction of the spiritual master and perform devotional service, that is also one is seva. One is executing the instruction of the spiritual master by practicing devotional service. And of course, as is related to this verse also, Prabhupada's mission here is to reclaim the conditioned souls. That's Prabhupada's mission. And that is the primary reason of mission of the ISKCON movement. And all spiritual masters in the ISKCON movement are also assistant to Sri Prabhupada in fulfilling this mission. They may assist in fulfilling this mission in different ways. As you all know, whether through book production or distribution, prasadam distribution, scientific preaching, school programs, farming communities, youth preaching, so many different kinds of preachings are going on. But they all focus towards the same goal of reclaiming the conditioned soul. So one can also somehow attach oneself to that mission. So that will be very pleasing service. That's one way, very pleasing way to serve the spirit body and assisting in their service to Krishna. So if one must consistently engage in such service, then Krishna would very naturally become pleased by this devotee. Very naturally. Sometimes devotees ask, how do I know? How do I know if I'm pleasing my spiritual master? How do you know? Who can answer that? How do you know? Operate.
We can know by the spiritual master, please.
Pardon?
By the spiritual master, please.
Yeah.
From there. We can understand whether it's right.
Huh?
By understanding whether the spiritual master is pleased.
Yeah. How do you know? How do you know if the spiritual master is pleased?
If you are following his instructions, then he is pleased.
So how do you know what you're doing is pleased by what you're doing?
The service will be joyful.
Huh?
The service will be joyful.
Service joyful? Anything else?
Huh?
You know in your heart? Yes. Anything else?
He said you can ask.
You can ask him. That's the simplest way. It's a problem. You can ask him. I remember one time I was asking this question in the class. I said, how does anyone know? So then he also asked the audience. Same thing. How do you know? Then one new Baba. He said, you can ask him. And then he said, yes, you can ask him. I said, okay. Then he said, come on, go on, ask. Go on, ask. Huh? Right in the class.
Are you busy?
Yeah. But you also know it in your heart. Sometimes we have a lot of doubt in our mind, in our heart, and we get a bit confused about life. And this can be the symptoms of Maybe I'm not facing the spiritual master. Maybe the spiritual master is not facing me. Maybe I'm not doing something right. Because you want is actually acting and leading the spiritual master, there's a union there, there's a connection. And when there's a connection, there's no confusion. Because the inspiration will always be there. When the inspiration is not there, then maybe the connection is not very strong. We are not tuned into the right frequency, the radio frequency. So you have to keep fine tuning. And if you keep fine tuning, we have to find the frequency, then we have to ask. My dear Guru Maharaj, what is your frequency? It's 88.8 or whatever. Okay, alright, I will fine tune. So spiritual life means always fine tuning. Always fine tuning what we are doing. Always fine tuning on our meditation, on serving the pleasing the spiritual master. With understanding that my self-interest is included in it. It's not separate. There's no separateness. No self-interest. Because this is the interest of the soul. The interest of the soul is to be reunited in full consciousness with Krishna, in love. And the spiritual master is only guiding us in that direction. So this is similar. They both have the same mission. Krishna wants us back. The spiritual master is just directing us back to Krishna. So whatever we do, we have to find a way to somehow dovetail our desires, dovetail our activities in line, in tune. Then all our endeavors will be successful. He stated that by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the most difficult activities become simple. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the simplest activities become most difficult. So, Krishna consciousness is not a rocket science. Although, if we are philosophically minded, or scientifically minded, or technically minded, there are a lot of stuff there in the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita that can really fully satisfy our inclination for technical knowledge, philosophical knowledge, complex issues. It's all there. But basically, it's very simple. Like Prabhupada often said, I just simply try to please my spiritual master. I just simply try to follow the order of my spiritual master. How often Prabhupada said that? Although he said, I simply try, it was not so simply. Prabhupada went through a lot of endeavors. He went through a lot of obstacles. Went through a lot of austerity to try to carry out the order of the spiritual master. But it was a very simple thing. The spiritual master told him, just teach this kind of Krishna consciousness to the English speaking world. And that's what he tried to do. But in the course of doing it, one has to do so many things to fulfill that instruction. And that's filled up our meditation. And that is the meditation of the devotees. Otherwise, how do we know what Krishna wants? We know what Krishna wants by through the spiritual master. The spiritual master is a transparent mind via media. Through this guru, we see Krishna. Through guru, we serve Krishna. We cannot jump. Not like the mind bodies. The mind bodies will use the guru, or the buddhis will use the guru only as a stepping stone. Once they reach Brahman or Nirvana, they don't need guru. One time, Prabhupada was walking in Mayapur by the bank of the Ganges. Then there was like a steep slope. So So one of the disciples, Bhavananda, he gave him a hand and helped him up. As soon as Prabhupada got up, he just threw away his hand. And Bhavananda said, "What happened?" He said, "This is a Buddhist, my life." They only used the gurus and the helping hand to reach the goal. And once they reach the goal, he just, just throw away. No need. Pavyama. Actually, the relationship with the spiritual master is more tight. It's tighter than marriages. Nowadays, marriages, you can dissolve it by divorce. Or you can be dissolved by death. When you die, the marriage is dissolved. Till death do we part, right? So, if you're not divorced, at least in death we part. But with spiritual master, you never part. Once it's there, it's there. It's super glue. Super glue can never be removed. Huh? Well, that's the connection. So it is a very, very essential part of Krishna consciousness, the most essential. If you do not understand anything else, if you just understand this one simple thing, that my life is just meant to serve and please my spiritual master in whatever way I can. Well, advance very, very fast. His advancement in Krishna consciousness will be very sweet and very solid. This is the super highway. It's super broadband. Instantaneous. So thank you very much. Is there any questions? Come in.
Just say if someone had done devotional service in the previous lifetime, does that mean in this lifetime they're just sort of waiting for a spiritual master to appear like the one that they had previously?
It's not necessary that he has to be the same person come back. He can also appoint someone else to bring you back. There was sometimes devotee Prabhupada actually said that that when in the time of initiation the spiritual master promised, make a promise to take the disciple and come back to God. And if the disciple does not make it, the spiritual master may have to come back. So one time one disciple will ask and say, "Sarai Prabhupada, I heard that if the disciple don't make it, then you will have to come back to take us back." Then Pastor, "I'm still thinking about it." Why would I have any doubts that I won't make it? Prabhupada said, "You can do it. It's life. Why do we have any doubts? Why do we need the spiritual master to come back?" The instructions are all there. One lifetime, pass, finish. No more birth and death. I mean, if we fully comprehend the seriousness and urgency of this whole thing, and how could one not go back in one lifetime? How many years do we have? You have a bit longer. I'm nearing the end, doing my last few laps. Right, Sanji? You're doing our last few laps. So, a few laps, you may be tired, or the muscles are aching. Every movement you hear the bone cracking, you know. And the brain is screaming, "No, no more, give up, it's too hard, take a break, drop out." And they said, "No." Ekeha Prunanda, one point of determination. You can see the finishing line. You don't finish it, you have to start from the beginning again. You want to do that? Go through all, you know, like hurdles, jumping hurdles, you know, run seven jump. You know that, right? You want to go through all these hurdles again? No. So that's why contemplate. Every night before you go to bed, spend a few moments, couple of minutes, think about it. Think about what we have done during the day. How much have I tried to serve and face my spiritual master that day? How was my sadhana that day? What did I do right? And what did I do wrong? Where did I space up? Where did I waste time? Oh, if I have used that time properly, I'm just sitting there taking prasadam for 1 hour, just spacing out. I could be doing something more useful instead of chit-chatting in the name of association. Prabhu, you will be association. You know? So, contemplate. Imagine if you contemplate like that, how much more your spiritual life will improve, how much your devotional service will improve, leaps and bounds. And contemplate how fortunate we are. What is this great fortune that I have? It's not by my previous pious activities. Blessed the Sri Prabhupada has created our good fortune. How fortunate I am. Wow, in the Shastri it says that Brahmanda Brahmiti Kota Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Prashati by Bhakti Vatavish. After travelling for millions and millions of lifetimes, in millions and millions of different bodies, finally one received Bhakti Vatavish, the seat of devotional service from the Guru. By the mercy of Guru, one gave Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna, one gave Guru. By the mercy of Guru, one gave Krishna. And this Bhakti Lata, which has been planted by seed. The least I can do is help to cultivate and let it grow. To its full, to fructify in Krishna prema. Contemplate like that. The great fortune we have. And just the finishing line there, you know it's tough. Yes, yeah, sometimes it's tough. It's not that devotional service is tough. Krishna consciousness is never tough. The susukam katam avayam, we joyfully perform, it's never tough. What makes it tough? Our mind, our uncontrolled senses, our unwanted desires, that make it tough. Interferences from our lower nature that make it tough. Make it seems to be tough. That's called Maya. It seems to be, but it's not. Very, very good example you can always use is that you come to the temple room. You may be really down and out. You may be completely in the mode of ignorance. Right? And you come into a kirtan, and the kirtan is just give an example. He was not in ignorance. Okay, I'm like, look, Yogeshwar Govinda. He came in, Dandabad, yeah, very nice, passive. I'm dragging. Go, it's alright. No, you want to go. Just going. What happened? As soon as he went into the middle, like completely different person. Joyfully performed, dancing with kirtan. Huh? So how often we come into a temple room? Kirtan is the best example. Walk in, shocking of him. And reluctantly every man, hi Lord. I'm grouping. Nothing can cut. I'm too much in the mood. Self-pity, I'm too much in the mood. I cannot get into the kingdom. I'm not in the mood of the kingdom. Then some very merciful devotee come along. That will drag us into the kingdom. Then you're in the spotlight, you have to move. And you start moving. And all this mode of ignorance just disappeared. Completely just. Isn't it? Do I have this experience? Y'all have this experience? So the lady should dance more next time in Kirtan. Standing there, static, too much static back there. Then all this mental wrath. I cannot chant this now. I didn't want to. I was in a mood. I was now in a mood of ignorance. And Krishna gradually, mercifully passed out to me. I said, I'm coughing. No, when I chant, my throat gets irritated. Right? And then you have to chant. And you are. I'm so happy. Now my boy Akash is here to say thank you. It's so simple. Krishna consciousness is so simple. Understand a few of these simple points. You'll never be lost. And even if you're down, you always know how to pick yourself up. It's not rocket science. Very, very simple. Breaking down those few simple formulas. And this is just one of those simple formulas. Just understand a few simple things. What is Krishna consciousness? And what is not? I don't understand that. And separate the two. Any more questions? Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.